Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, why I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Crop producers feeling a little overwhelmed trying to make sense of all the information out there these days? Well, here's some good news for you. Scientists from OSU and Langston University are teaming up with researchers from K-State to develop a way for agricultural operators to make better use of the data that's available today. It was announced in a release this week that OSU Assistant Professor for Agricultural Systems Modeling, Phil Alderman, Franklin Fonjofotu of Langston University, and Stephen Welch of Kansas State University will lead a multi-institutional, multidisciplinary, building field-based ecophysiological genome-to-phenome prediction effort over the next 4 years, thanks to a $4 million grant from the National Science Foundation. During this genome-to-phenome project, the team will use wheat as an example crop to build a new computer model that combines crop physiology and genetics plus state-of-the-art field monitoring technologies. Instead of inferring soil profile data, canopy temperatures, development phases, and so on, the model will use actual measurements enabled by new technology to predict how different wheat varieties will perform in different environments. Alderman remarked that the team's intention is to redesign the way we are approaching modeling and analysis. Beyond the three principal scientists, the team will also include soil chemists, geneticists, statisticians, engineers, breeders, computer scientists, and crop management experts, among others, all collaborating to achieve an overarching long-term goal of being able to accurately predict what would happen if a producer plants a particular genotype of crop in a specific section of field under a given set of weather conditions, according to Alderman. And in just 3 weeks, the 2019 edition of the Oklahoma Youth Expo will be underway. Leading up to the event each year is the annual Sirloin Club of Oklahoma's Dinner and Chalice Auction, during which supporters have the chance to bid on the hardware that will be presented to the next class of OYE champions, all in an effort to fundraise and help support 4-H and FFA members involved in that year's show. This year's auction, held recently at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City, generated a grand total of $85,000. In addition to the evening's events, 10 high school seniors were introduced as part of the 2019 Academic All-State team. They will lead a parade of scholarship winners announced on March 21st, just ahead of the selection of the Grand Champion Market Animal Selection. Once again this year, our coverage of the 2019 OYE will be brought to you by ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway. Be on the lookout for daily reports on great stations like this one across the state on the web by clicking over to the Blue Green Gazette on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and be sure to check out our Flickr page for exclusive photo coverage taken ringside during the show. You got farm news on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Sale books on request are online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. That's 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.